RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. In 2011, a national road safety strategy was launched with the aim of reducing deaths and injuries on our roads by 30% by 2020. It's now become clear that we're falling way short of that mark. In fact, in the last 2 years, road deaths and injuries have been increasing in Australia, and New Zealand is faring no better. The numbers have been described as a tsunami looking forward unless urgent measures are taken. An inquiry into the National Road Safety Strategy has now been established. Co-chair of the inquiry is Dr. John Crozier, a long-time advocate against the rising toll of road trauma and chair of RAC's Road Trauma Committee. Chris Ashmore asks Dr. Crozier what the latest figures say about the number of accidents on our roads.
There's been around Australia almost doubling of the deaths that we accept as routine over the Christmas and New Year period. You did use the word accident in that initial question, and that's actually really important that we change perception as a population. These are not accidental. There are systemic causes, a multiplicity often, but they culminate in what are preventable crashes. 1,200 of us each year are being killed on our roads, and over 44,000 are being seriously injured each year in crashes, and we have to get that down significantly.
Well, your co-chair, Professor Jeremy Woolley, has likened the rising road trauma to a tsunami. That does put urgency to the need for action, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So this is a clarion call, a wake-up call. The last 2 years have seen a dramatic uptick in the deaths on our roads. We'd committed it in 2011 to a very conservative 30% reduction in the death and serious injuries on our roads. We began well, but we're seriously in breach of that, and it's very unlikely in the remaining 3 years of this decade that we'll come close to that 30% target.
Well, road trauma, of course, brings devastation to families and loved ones, but we shouldn't ignore the bottom line cost factor as well in the short term and long term treatment of road trauma victims.
There's about a $30 billion cost for the management in the hospitals of our seriously injured. That's a huge impost, and a lot of that's preventable.
Now, you've accused the federal government of complacency on road safety. What have been the big failings at government level, do you think?
We've all been in this together. Community, industry, government all have an equal responsibility for reducing this. We're separated by historical federalism. And the pity is that some legislative measures that work in one state simply have not been rolled across state boundaries. A very expedient harmonisation of a range of measures that have been proven to work in some states, rolled out across the whole of the country, will produce dramatic reduction in death and serious injury. That's but one example. We have at the federal government level the situation where federal funding is allocated to infrastructure development. Now, the priority there is in logistics, in the expedient transport of large volumes of commodities and personnel at short time intervals. There is no factoring in of death and serious injury on the other side of it. And that siloism, the failure of an infrastructure portfolio to be in close communication with the health portfolio, is one of the examples where existing patterns of government behaviour need to be improved.
Well, the National Road Safety Strategy 2011 to 2020 was launched in 2011 with the aim of reducing deaths and injuries on our roads by at least 30% by 2020. It looks like we're nowhere near achieving that aim. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, there's been a dramatic uptick in the last 2 years of deaths and serious injury, and that's been the cause now for a lot of consternation. This is not just an Australian phenomenon. Interestingly, around the developed world, this has been common to all of these developed nations' observation. Distraction is probably a significant contributor. We are increasingly distracted by electronic devices in our cars and the range of other distractions. But those are frequently not as well quantitated or characterised as they need to be. And when they are observed closely, seem to have a significant relationship to this uptick in death.
As a result of such alarming rise in deaths and injuries on our roads, the Honourable Darren Chester has launched a review into the road safety strategy. Now, you're co-chair of the inquiry. What will be your priorities as the inquiry gets underway?
So I commend the courage of Minister Chester. He's made a passionate commitment as a federal infrastructure minister to highlight the obligation to reduce fatality and serious injury as infrastructure is developed and improved around Australia. This is quite an exceptional call by a minister to establish the inquiry, and he's highlighted the health side of it by allocating a co-chair role to a surgeon and the other co-chair role to an academic who works for the Centre for Automotive Road Safety in South Australia. We've got senior advisors, Lachlan McIntosh, who's currently the chair of the International New Car Assessment Program, formerly a chair of the Australasian College of Road Safety. And we also have Rob McInerney, who chairs the International Road Assessment Program. That expertise is co-opted by Minister Chester in an inquiry established in September of last year, due to report back to the federal government in April of this year, 2018.
If a multi-prong approach is essential, who's involved?
There are all of us involved. So we, as road users, have obligations. We have highlighted that there are patterns of choice that are common in crashes that are largely preventable. We have fatigued riders, we have drivers drunk, we have drivers distracted, we have drivers choosing to drive too fast, and they are us in the community. They are highlighted in the report. At an infrastructure level, we have highlighted the need to tie key performance indicators that include reductions in fatalities and serious injury to funding allocated to infrastructure improvement. The other part of it is the industry. The industry are moving toward inherently safer vehicles, and autonomous emergency braking, to name but one control within a car, if we had an Australian design rule obligating any new car to arrive in this country with autonomous emergency braking, we'd almost certainly see a 10% at least reduction in fatality and serious injury with that one measure. Now, we have 1.2 million new cars that arrive in Australia. A simple legislative move toward autonomous emergency braking would dramatically reduce death and serious injury.
Well, the RACS has for many years taken a strong position against the rising road trauma figures. You yourself have played a central role as chair of the college's Road Trauma Committee. The committee has been influential in bringing about the change for the better when it comes to road safety. What have been some of the biggest achievements?
The college has had a sentinel role, working in partnership in Victoria with government. We were the first country to establish mandatory seatbelt wearing legislation. And I remember as a medical student, we would be allowed to suture faces badly lacerated with people being thrown through windshields. That changed overnight with the introduction of mandatory seatbelt legislation. But many probably don't know how significant the community backlash was, the resentment. People didn't want to be obligated to ride with a seatbelt. In 2018, nobody now gets into a car without reflexively pulling a seatbelt on and thinks nothing of it. The college was also instrumental, again, with government in seeing Australia as the first government in the world to mandate roadside testing for blood alcohol. And again, in the late 60s, early 70s, a dramatic reduction in preventable deaths and serious injury because of the mandatory testing for blood alcohol at the roadside. They're but two examples of the College of Surgeons' involvement in road safety.
Are you optimistic that with a concerted effort and commitment from government down to all the road safety agencies and technology advances that we can reduce the road toll? It'll just take a little longer. Is that right?
We absolutely know we can. We have to have a target of zero. Zero death and zero serious injury on our roads. That's not an aspirational target. That is a legitimate and achievable target. We're not going to achieve the 30% reduction we set ourselves in 2011 in terms of death and serious injury reduction by 2020, but this inquiry highlights the clarion call to be more active as drivers in the choices that we make, in industry, in engineering safer vehicles, in government, legislating the appropriate controls and establishing the safer infrastructure. But yes, a zero target for death and serious injury in our roads, in our vehicles, is actually achievable.
Dr. John Crozier, Chair, National Trauma Committee. RACS Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. You can reach the Bongiorno National Network on +613 9863 3111.